AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House has made a formal announcement.
The U.S. government assesses that Russia's forces are committing war crimes in Ukraine.
Beth Van Skak at the State Department says images speak for themselves in Ukraine.
We've been shocked by images of Russian forces and strikes hitting civilian sites in Mariupol, including the maternity hospital, a museum, and an art school. The United Nations and other credible observers have confirmed hundreds of civilian deaths, and we believe that the exact civilian death toll will be in the thousands.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will work with others to prosecute offenders. NATO estimates as many as 15,000 Russian troops have died in Ukraine.
A senior NATO official, speaking on condition of anonymity, estimates between 7,000 and 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in 4 weeks of fighting. That estimate is based on information from Ukrainian officials, information Russia has released, whether intentional or not, and on intelligence from open sources. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, it appeared Russian forces would swiftly topple Ukraine's government. But instead, Ukrainian troops have put up unexpected resistance. Now, Russia is bogged down in a grinding military campaign with no end in sight. I'm Mike Hempen.
Her family says Madeleine Albright, the first female Secretary of State, has died of cancer. President Bill Clinton chose Albright as the top diplomat in 1996. She spoke here after leaving office in 2000.
What I am going to miss most is representing the United States, the most amazing country in the world that has given me the opportunity to work hard on its behalf and American national interests. There is no greater honor than representing the United States.
Madeleine Albright was 85. This is AP News. Ukraine's president is asking Asian countries to increase sanctions against Russia.
In an address via video link, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Japan's parliament to place a national embargo on trade with Russia. He also asked Japanese companies to pull out of the Russian market. Zelensky told Japanese lawmakers that thousands of people had died in the Russian invasion and that Ukrainians cannot even properly bury their loved ones after they were killed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Moderna says its coronavirus vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers.
The vaccine provides the same level of protection against COVID in young kids as it does in adults.
Moderna's president, Stephen Hogg, says it could pave the way for the littlest kids to be vaccinated by summer if regulators agree. The company is also seeking to have larger doses cleared for older children and teenagers in the U.S. The nation's 18 million children under 5 are the only age group not eligible for vaccination. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.